welcome to a fresh episode of Spilling the Tea. I'm here with Whitney.
Howdy.
I tried to change it up this time because I feel like every time we start a podcast episode, we go, hi.
Yeah, we just... How y'all doing?
Oh, like, how do we start this? It's like when you take a photo and you don't know what to do with your hands, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're in a new season.
Season three.
That's insane.
Like, it was just yesterday. I need to get closer to the mic.
No, you're good. You're good.
Okay. It was just yesterday that we're like, hey, we should do a podcast. And I didn't know we'd get to season three.
Yeah, I know. Me neither. Me neither.
But I'm proud of us.
Me too. Because, you know, it's not like... It's not like we have a million followers or anything.
No, but we're dedicated.
Yes. And those who listen to us, thank you. We see you and we see all eight of you on our stats on Spotify. So thank you. Thank you.
You know what? We need to give them all like a plaque or something.
We should.
For staying this long.
You know, like YouTube plaques. Mm-hmm. We'll just give them a big shiny pink.
I'm gonna take a sip of this drink.
Okay.
ASMR.
Just like great. So one of the things I was talking to my mom, I'm like, okay, mom, do you have any constructive criticism?
Oh gosh.
She goes, no, y'all are really funny. The only thing she said was that if someone was a fresh listener, we need to reiterate how we know each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So how do we know each other?
Okay. So I worked in at the Grand Ole Opry as in the Opry shop, which they should have named Shoppery, but we've gotten past that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. There's so many puns. But I'm being loud, sorry. So I worked in the Opry shop, the gift shop, and the photo place, the photos on stage. And then Liz was a tour guide, and then she eventually came over to our side.
That's right.
And I walked into the Opry shop one day. I'm like, who is this gal in here folding t-shirts? She's supposed to be doing tours.
Yeah.
She was like zooming around the Opry shop folding t-shirts.
Yeah, I was there to prove myself.
Yeah, but... That's how all my friendships start, is like, I'm like, who is this? And then I end up like really liking them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was not the head BIC in charge, HBIC in charge or anything. Or wait, that's so dumb of me.
What?
I said the head BIC in charge. I said three of the four words. I said three of the four words. But I don't know. I guess I just was trying to be cool or something.
I don't know, but the head BTCH Ian whatever we are was Kathy, I think.
Oh, 100%. She ran that shop.
Yeah, she was like mama.
I would go to her before I'd go to a manager.
Yeah,
like she just had common sense.
Yeah,
which she's the most rational person I've ever met.
Yeah,
I miss her.
I know. And now she used to work at the Target up the street from me, and then she quit that job too. So, Kathy, if you're listening, we miss you.
Live your best life. Yeah. You deserve it. Yeah. I miss the smell of your perfume.
Yeah.
It's homey.
Yeah, it was good. That was some good stuff.
It's like one of those things. It's like if you smell it on somebody else, you're like, I instantly have Kathy in my mind.
Yeah.
I love it. I looked up some like pop culture stuff before, just to like, it's been a year since we've talked. Well, the cornbread episode is going to come out before this one.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear that. It's crazy.
Yeah. It drops in 2 days.
We met some cool people down in, where were we? What is I know where we were.
South Pittsburgh.
My mind takes, yes.
Morgan's going to be like, wow.
Morgan, cornbread, you know that my brain takes approximately 10 seconds to catch up. Okay. So, okay, here's some stuff. I was on Facebook, and the band Perry changed their profile pic 2 hours ago.
Oh, to
what? What does it mean?
What's the tea?
It's just a black circle that says the band Perry.
Here's my question. I as a regular person, would not think anything about that. But you're a Taylor Swift fan, mm-hmm. where every move she yeah. makes means something.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I'm also a 21 Pilots fan, and like when they change something, you're like, oh, an album's coming.
Oh.
But they've been broken up, and then the Kimberly Perry, the lead singer, like went and did a solo thing, and so this is big news for me. I was a big Van Perry fan.
Okay, okay.
This is awful. The brothers always reminded me of the cavemen off the Gecko commercials. Their haircuts. I just something about it.
What an image. I don't even know what they look like.
Let me get a picture here.
That's funny.
I'll do it in a minute. So here is something riveting. It says, the Chiefs play the Raiders today. Could Taylor Swift attend? I need you to know, in all seriousness, who gives a rat's behind? Okay? Why is this on the top news? She's been to how many now? Why is it so cool
I know.
Anymore?
Okay, so... remember how, like, out of nowhere, it talked about how people figured out their relationship was a PR stunt or blah, blah, blah. Then that disappeared real quick.
Yeah.
And I guess not, right?
If it's a PR stunt, they're holding on for dear life. They're going to get their coin because they've got commercials now.
They do?
Yeah. They're, like, big
together?
Time. No, like the two brothers. But they have their own podcast. It's really successful. It's funny.
New Heights. I love that podcast.
So it's hard to say. He was successful on his own. He just dating somebody super successful.
Yeah.
And then he's in a TV show now. It's like a grotesque or whatever.
Yeah, I have not watched it. I want to because the guy who played the Mendez brothers, not Eric. It was Lyle.
Okay.
The guy who played Lyle Mendez, such a good show. You should. Because Jeff and I really love that case. And it kind of leaves you being like, I don't know. Like, are they telling the truth? Are they not? Because you know they murdered their parents. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what the trial was about. The trial was, why did they murder their parents? Okay. And I really kind of left thinking that they were full of it. Like, they were full of ish, and they lied on the stand. And everything. Because here's part of the thing, okay? And wow, we're really going down.
It's okay.
But when Lyle was in prison, like, while the trial was happening, a woman named Norma, I think was her name. It is in the show, but I think it was Norma in real life. Anyway, she... Billy just walked in and it scared the crap out of me because I thought she was in bed.
Hey, baby. Let me see them nails.
I thought Listen, it's spooky season.
You want to sit with Aunt Witt?
And I about had a heart attack.
You want to come sit with Aunt Witt?
Okay. But while they were in prison, this woman, Norma, we'll call her, she was the pen pal. And so he really started to, like, think... or developed this relationship with her, whatever it was, not really romantic. But he was telling her, yeah, I cried on the stand. I practiced for hours and like things like that. Well, she was recording him. She was recording these phone calls and then she wrote a book and released it. And that's like real.
She's going to go get her baby doll.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And so that was really interesting.
Have you heard all this Wade Wilson stuff out of Florida?
No.
Okay, so there's this guy. He murdered two people. He ran over a lady until she looked like spaghetti, his words.
Okay.
He is attractive, like, from a standpoint of, like, I can see where people think he's attractive, but he's a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to let go of those feelings, right?
Yeah.
He's got tattoo, and he has a swastika tattoo, okay? Like, underneath these tattoos, he's attractive, but he's got tattoos all over his face.
Yeah, automatic ew.
Bunny, Jelly Roll's wife, she, like, said that she was, like, thought he was hot, too. That caused a controversy and all this. Anyway, they're now, like, all these women love him and call him and are trying to help him out. And he's got all these girlfriends, and they're finding out about each other and, like, fighting over him. I'm like, ladies, he doesn't want any of you, is what I'm trying to say. It's really embarrassing.
Yeah, that's
pretty
bad. I
hope I never get that desperate.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no.
Oh, gosh. Well, what brings you into the into the studio?
Fighting bedtime. All right, I'm going to try to get her back down, and okay. We'll be right back.
All right, I'm going to drink a little bit.
Okay. And we're back. Okay.
Sorry. Your daughter scared you after this.
Dude, and the mom bladder is not real secure. So when I saw her, I was like, oh, God. Okay, so anyway, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my last little news of the day. Goldfish is changing their name to Chilean sea bass crackers to attract adults.
How about you change the flavor?
They need to be a little tad bit more cheesy.
Not the name.
It's only for a couple of days, I think. But what? It's like, I don't know. They're just trying to make headlines.
For a couple of days, they're going to waste all that time and money for marketing.
And it says here in the article, each bag sells for $7.38. Are you talking
Pass.
About that? Are you talking about that tiny little bag?
Pass. Are they also going to come in rainbow flavored?
Right.
Or rainbow colored?
Chilean, maybe.
Chilean.
Sea bass. Okay, whatever.
That's really funny because Tyler has that on his menu.
Oh, okay.
Chilean sea bass. It's so fancy, so let's just slap it on a goldfish cracker.
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, like you said, it's been a few months since we talked. So what's been going on in your life?
Well, since we did the cornbread fest, which was so fun, I can't wait to go back. I am not a children's ministry director.
Yes.
Never in a million years would I believe I'd be doing this.
Yes.
It's a lot of work, but I love my kids and it's fun. I've also left the bank and I'm now an artist manager. And yeah, I go by Whitney Marie professionally. I'm not Whitney Merritt.
Mm-hmm.
I was just told by an industry professional to do that. They manage their husband, who's pretty big, and they're like, you kind of want to separate yourself from, because the artist that I manage is my brother who was on the pod, and so I go by Whitney Marie.
It probably is smart. They probably like venues probably take you more seriously, if that makes sense.
It doesn't seem so, I can't think of the word, homely or like
down home family fun. Yeah. Well, that is exciting.
How about you? You live, well,
crickets.
You lived here last time. Yeah.
Yeah. I moved in November.
Okay.
November 9th, which is my anniversary. And I told Jeff, I said, well, happy anniversary. We got each other a house.
Dang, that flew by.
Dude, it really did. Wow. So in July, I celebrated 1 year at PMG, which is nuts to me. Okay. Yeah. And I am not made for the corporate world, okay?
Me either.
God did not put a corporate bone in my body. So I'm definitely the personality hire. Everybody's well aware of it. And so at the retreat, they were like, you know, we're going to talk about some kind of serious things, okay? And like they were changing the structure, which is never fun. And, you know, like people don't take to change very well, especially at my job. And so they were like, okay, Liz, we need you to talk about AI, artificial intelligence. And I said, me? You want me? Listen, I think AI can be super handy. Like, I love a good ChatGPT moment.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't trust AI. I don't trust our government. Mm-hmm. I don't trust a lot of things, and I don't want a robot taking my job.
Right.
Okay. So I'm like, you really want me to get out there? So they were like, yeah. And I said, okay, how can I make this semi entertaining? Because this is a snooze fest of a topic to me. Yeah. Well, I decided to dress up as a robot.
Oh my gosh.
In the midst of, like, you know, all the serious stuff, they were like, dance, monkey dance. And I got up there and I was like, hey. And the first thing I said was, I don't know why they chose me of all people to give this talk, but here we are. So let's talk about AI.
Didn't you dress like a pillar?
No, I was going to.
Oh my gosh. Because that was cracking me
Here's the other funny. I was supposed to talk about that. But they were like, no, 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 that whole discussion needs to actually be serious.
If you would have showed up dressed like a column, I would have died.
So they took that away from me and stuck me with AI. And I was like, well, joke's on you, because I'm going to dress like a robot. So that was fun. And then I just went to a wedding, which was very, there were a lot of work people there. And when I hear get low, something just, you know, it's like metamorphosis. Hillary Duff, you know, just comes over me. And I just let them see the real me for sure. Not that I hide it very well at work anyway. And, but I was the talk of the town, didn't lose my job, and it's here we good. Are, you know?
It's always good.
Yeah, I'm still a mom, and
that song can, like, anybody, like, you're going to move a little bit, but with you, I know you just...
Oh, my God.
...vibed.
So, what had happened was, well, we did that, so I already kind of scared our CEO quite a bit, and then they did some sorority chant thing because the bride's in a sorority. And then they played another song. And I can't remember what it was. I think it was Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I just stood up at my table. And I was like, yeah! And I looked at Sarah and I said, come on, Sarah! Come on, Sarah! She was like, no! No, she looked absolutely terrified. And I was like, you're losing out. You're missing out. And it was fun. It was a good time. And now, so...
You actually threw me a great 30th birthday party.
Yes, you turned 30. Yeah, we did. We went to the Graduate in Nashville, which is a must-do, but oh my God, it's so hard to get reservations. And I can't believe I did.
My sister ordered something fancy, and it came out, and it was like foam on a plate.
Oh my God, it was so horrific.
It was literally foam on a plate.
And like raw, raw fish.
Yeah.
Raw, raw fish.
Raw, raw fish. Come on.
They're going to like, what's a raw, raw fish? No, it was like raw, like R-A-W, raw fish. But
it was I felt like the it girl, so it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm glad you had fun.
Okay, here's the Bam Perry. Does that not remind you of the Gecko Caveman?
Stop. I'm dead right now.
I think I saw him in traffic like the first week I moved to Nashville. I'm pretty sure.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well.
Okay. So, you hear something?
No, what's our topic today?
So, have you ever heard of the 90s superstar named Mindy McCready?
No. I was about to say, yeah. No, I have not.
Okay. Well, she was a little bit of a hot mess. I mean, rest in peace, but she was a hot mess, and you're going to learn that today.
Okay.
So, we were putting together topics for today. Or for the season, I brought her up because in my head I was thinking, oh, somebody attempted murder on her.
Mm-hmm.
No, the story is they're pretty sure she murdered someone else.
Mm.
And I was like, how did I get that confused? But it's me. And you know how I am. Like, my mind is just...
on brand.
Yes, it's very on brand. So we're not going to go into too much of the blah, blah, blah. She was born this day. But she is from Florida.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. She was from Fort Myers, Florida. Was that close to you?
Yeah, it was like an hour and a half south of me.
Okay. So, not going to go into her childhood. Her full name is Melinda Gail McCready, but she graduated high school early just so she could start her country music career.
Oh.
So, her music career was active from 1995, which is a year after I was born. Wild to 2013, her death, and her last song came out after she died.
To 2013, how have I never heard of her? I was in college. I graduated college. Oh my God!
So her career had she had 5 studio albums. She lived under a rock.
Yeah, I did. I did, clearly.
The top bops were 10,000. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
10,000 Angels.
Yeah.
And
then
Guys Do It All the Time and They Expect Us to Understand. She really twangy.
Okay.
And I love that stuff. Anyway, those are her 2 big episodes. But I'm going to prepare y'all because this is a whirlwind of an episode. We're going to talk about drugs. We're going to talk about sex tapes. We're going to talk about anything and everything this girl did. So her music career was active up until after her death, actually. But she didn't have a hit after 2002.
Mm.
So, like, she had her hits from 1995 to 2002. And then after, it was like She was in the tabloids for drugs. She was on...
Sounds like Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah, she was on reality TV and just, like, tumultuous relationships and everything. So she... And had, like, tons of publicized suicide attempts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mindy's dating life included Dean Cain, who was famous for playing Superman.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And the two became engaged in 1997, but this would be broken off by the next year.
Wow.
And I think I put it in really right. Sure. I probably didn't. But anyway, Dean didn't have very nice things to say because flash forward, once she dies, he kind of was like, yeah, it's not surprising. She was crazy.
So he spelled the T.
Okay. He did. But I was like, dang. Like, even if somebody's awful and then they die, I still kind of want to be like, they lit up a room.
she might have actually lit up a room.
Okay. So in 2005, Mindy became friends with Julian Jules D'Angelo. And he was a record producer from Florida. And it turns out that wasn't his name after all.
Oh.
Oh, wait, this is a good segue into my dating story, but one second.
Okay,
thank He was God. A con man named Jonathan Rhoda, and the two were once in an airport in Arizona, and then the airport, like, got wind that he was there. He ran away, got in a limousine, and there was, like, a high-speed chase in a limousine.
Huh?
I don't really know where their story ends, but he was basically, I guess, using Mindy for her notability. And in the country music world, but he lied to people about being a Grammy award-winning producer, and he said he was Frank Sinatra's grandson. He was not. At least 32 people in Florida alone were caught up in his lies, and he had stolen $400,000 between all of them. After telling one woman he would make her granddaughter a famous model, he drained her life savings of $60,000, and he eventually got caught and has to serve 30 years. Anyway, so where were we at? So before she was dating Dean, that broke up, and then she meets the con man, and I don't really know whatever happened with that, but yeah, that was a part of her life. So it seems like she was surrounding herself with, like, she was maybe in a desperate time in her life.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe she was just con like me, but maybe I'm desperate. I don't know. So flash forward, she goes on to date aspiring singer Billy McKnight. I've never heard of this man, but anyway, he was an aspiring singer like me. Okay, not really. I'm retired, but anyway.
Don't say you're retired. You're so good. No, you're so good.
The two would end up in a fight, and Billy was arrested for attempted murder after beating and choking her. Not too long after, would come one of her many suicide attempts. So here's the timeline.
Okay,
she started dating him in 2003. The fight. /murder attempt/arrest happened in 2005, May of 2005. Her suicide attempt happened in July of 2005. Okay, so, okay. And then in September of 2000, between July and September, Mindy and Billy got back together and she announced she was pregnant.
Oh my God, Mindy.
Yeah. So in September of 2005, and while pregnant, she attempted suicide again. And come March 2006, Mindy had given birth to her first son, Xander Ryan McCready. And I'm not sure why he had her last name, but maybe they weren't on good terms still.
Well, I think if you're not married, the woman can choose.
Oh, okay.
In the hospital.
Oh, that makes sense now. Okay. So several more suicide attempts would take place in the years to come, and these attempts included mixing crazy amounts of alcohol, drugs, and even harm to the wrist. We probably should have done like a trigger warning. Here's your trigger.
Yeah.
That's like, not funny.
It's not funny, but we're laughing at ourselves, yeah. Not the situation. But yes, trigger warning. Well, you did do a trigger warning, I think, earlier.
Did I? Oh, yeah, I said this is ups and downs.
I think you did.
Okay, we'll squeeze her in there. Anywho, in 2008, media had caught wind of a possible affair involving Mindy and a baseball star called, or named, Roger Clemens. Do you know who that is? It sounds familiar to me, but I
do want
to
say it sounds familiar, but... I'm a football person, not a baseball person.
I'm a nothing.
I know Derek Jeter. That's about the extent of.
Oh yeah, Derek Jeter.
And there was a Cardinals guy, Steve
I know some Cardinals because I've been to so many games. Holiday.
No, he was so famous like in the 90s.
I know Larry Bird. He's a basketball player.
That's basketball. Yeah. But I'm glad you know that's basketball.
Okay. So Clemens' attorney tried to shoo off the media by saying the two were just family friends and Clemens' wife knew about Mindy. Clemens then came out. So his attorney says, no, they're just family friends. There's not an affair going on. Even his wife knows about her. Okay, mm-hmm. That's why she's on the plane all the time. But then Clemens comes out and says, I have made mistakes in my personal life for which I am sorry. So you backtracked on what your lawyer said.
Wow.
Your lawyer had your back and then you backtracked.
Mark McGuire. Okay, keep going.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that Tim McGraw? No, never mind. That's a different last name.
McGuire. But not related to Lizzie. They smell it different. Okay, keep going.
So anyway, then after Clemens had come out and said he had made a personal mistake in his personal life, Mindy said with Inside Edition that her and Clemens had some type of level of relationship for a whole decade. The relationship ended because he refused to marry her. So it was like unrequited. Is that the word?
Unrequited. Unrequited.
Queefed. Not queef. Unrequited.
Something unrequited. Like that. I know exactly what you mean, and I feel like everyone listening, they're going to be yelling at their stereos about
We've
now,
all
but...
experienced it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Maybe not. Maybe it's just me.
Just because I'm married doesn't mean I didn't experience tons of rejection. I just finally found one that didn't.
Amen. That'll preach. Okay. So that scandal came out. And then Mindy in 2009 was invited to join the cast of season 3, Celebrity Rehab.
Oh my God. I used to watch that show. Okay. So I know who this chick is by
she's
proxy.
Blonde.
Okay.
You know, the only blonde person in the world.
Let me look. Is she related to Lizzie McGuire? Yeah.
Here, I'm going to let you look her up and get a visual.
I mean, yes.
Guys, do it.
Oh, yes.
All the time.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so if you were...
A lot of boobs there.
If you were not in the land of VH1 at its hype, you may not know what Celebrity Rehab is, but Celebrity Rehab was a show on VH1 where Dr. Drew Pinsky...
Dr. Drew!
Okay, do you
Before Teen Mom.
Do you feel like he's kind of...
annoying?
That, and it's like he's, words don't have them. He kind of targets people that are in, like, low positions of their life and exploits it.
100%.
Okay. Anyway, his job title is an addiction specialist.
He hosted Teen Mom. Of course. He pinpoints those who are in low positions.
So Dr. Drew is an addiction specialist who treats stars for their addictions. And this is a side note. There were only 6 seasons of Celebrity Rehab, and then VH1 quietly put it on a shelf due to the rising number of cast members who relapsed and or died.
Yeah. It was real bad.
There have been 12 deaths as of June 2024.
Ooh, geez Louise.
Yeah. So the next scandal... We're about to get through all this, and we'll get to the actual story here. So, Mindy's life was scandalous, to say the least. It had affairs, suicide, drug addiction. To add to that list, the sex tape. In 2010, this was a year after she was on Celebrity Rehab, a pornographic tape of Mindy and one of her exes was made available on Vivid Entertainment. That's got to be...
awful.
Unless you're, like, the one that puts it out there. But at the same time, that's awful, I feel like.
It is awful.
Gosh, can you imagine?
No.
I don't want to imagine.
No, but like, remember when Paris Hilton's sex tape came out? And then Kim Kardashian's sex tape came out?
They've all had one. I feel like it's maybe not. But I feel like it's like a marketing thing at this point.
Well, back in the day, Paris's was real bad. That one was not supposed to happen.
Ooh. That's so...
Because I don't even think the dude was that famous, if famous at all. Now, Kim's was with Ray J. And Kim's hella famous now, but I mean, Paris too, but you know.
I just can't imagine. Over the years, she had several legal issues, including faking an OxyContin prescription, DUIs, identity theft, battery against her mother.
Oh, Lordy.
Resisting arrest, etc. And she was even arrested. Do you remember the episode where I did the stalking, the celebrities that had stalkers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember Linda Marie Shin?
Mm-hmm.
She was a stalker of Steve Warner.
Yeah.
Where was she arrested at? Pop quiz.
Where was she arrested at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Are we talking about like an actual place?
Yeah, we're pretty close to it.
We're close to it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Okay, so Mindy was arrested in the same place. She was arrested at good old B&A. Not B&A, girl. Not B&A.
Oh, my God. That's right. I'm thinking, like, the pharmacy.
For those that don't get the reference, B&A is the Nashville airport.
Oh, yeah.
And we did an episode about stalkers, and Steve Warner's stalker got arrested there.
And Whitney goes, not B&A, girl. Not B&A. And I think we named our podcast the episode that.
Yeah. So, I couldn't find any information on where they met, but Mindy began dating a record producer named David Wilson. And in April of 2012, the two would welcome David's first and Mindy's second son, and his name was Zane. And it was a particularly happy time for David. The two had just won the battle for custody of Mindy's first son, Xander. So, it seems like at this time in their relationship, which was pretty fresh, I guess, because I don't know when it began. But David and Mindy had gotten custody of the first son of Mindy's, and they had a new son. It was a good time, it seems like. But eventually, it would come out that they lived in Arkansas at the time.
Mm-hmm.
David was found dead on the front porch.
Oh, my gosh. Okay?
And this is when it shocked and confused loved ones of David, because when he was found in January of 2013, like I said, it was a happy time. So David and Mindy shared a house out in Arkansas. It was in Heber Springs. I don't know. Good enough.
Yeah, Heber. We'll say that.
So the police responded to what they were told was a self-inflicted gunshot wound by Mindy. So Mindy had called and said he had shot himself on the porch.
Okay.
And that's where he was. So, this was her word. She basically said that she found him and his brains were all over the floor. Okay. I don't necessarily think God forbid you found your loved one on the floor, would you say, I found him on the floor and his brains were everywhere?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah. She said she didn't initially hear the gunshot because the TV was on. She then laid down by him and told him, David, none of this means anything. You didn't have to do this. Please don't die. Please. We love you so much. Please don't die. And then she said, he kept trying to tell me something. He was grabbing at me and trying to talk. Of course he did. Of course he couldn't talk at that point. Half of his brains were on the floor. Like, why are you making this? I don't know. I find that weird. I don't know.
Is she in shock?
I guess. So she goes on and expressed her disapproval of the authorities because once the authorities came, they took David and took him to the hospital for 2 hours, and they didn't let Mindy around him for those 2 hours, and he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, she said, in her words, in Mindy's words, they were too concerned about the effing GSR, the gunshot residue.
Oh, like, what's GSR?
Which, of course, like,
yeah, they're investigators, right?
It's your love of your life. I can understand you getting upset. Even if she had a crazy life, that doesn't mean she killed him.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Anyway, Mindy would go on to say that the bullet was found the day after David died, not by her, but by David's dog. So David's dog came and he had the bullet in his mouth.
What?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Heber Springs police said basically a lot of the things didn't add up. So murder had not been ruled out. Mindy accused the Heber Springs police of being on a witch hunt for her. And Mindy faced Mindy faced much suspicion and was directly asked if she killed him. She said she did not and made a point to say that he was her soulmate. She said, oh my God, no, he was my life. We were each other's lives. And when she asked if she was 100% if he killed himself, she said, I don't know. And if he was murdered, she responded, I don't know. It's a little suspicious.
Did she just show up and he was dead? No, because she said he was trying to tell her something.
Yeah.
So, no, she had to have been there. And he was grabbing at her.
She was watching TV. She said she was watching TV and the TV was so loud. That's why she didn't hear a gunshot.
No, no, no.
Like, how loud is your TV?
Are you in an IMAX theater? How loud is your TV? You don't hear a gunshot? I lived in the ghetto for a split second. I lived in North Hollywood, my dude, and I could hear a lot.
I lived at the Falls of Mill Creek, the most dangerous intersection. It was voted most dangerous intersection in Nashville with Morgan Cornbread Williams. Okay. How loud is your TV?
No.
And, okay, have you, I feel like everybody's been around or is related to somebody that's been on drugs before. They're not always clear-minded.
No.
So maybe that was her problem. I don't know. It was speculated that David was having an affair and Mindy had found out, establishing a possible motive.
Right.
However, Mindy denied that he was having an affair. I don't know. They would have his memorial and Mindy did not attend, nor did her sons.
Wow. Yeah. She didn't attend the love of her life's memorial?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. So within the next month, Mindy sends her friend, who also worked for her, his name was Dan O'Hanks, a frame of a song she had recorded. Okay. So he had died, and then this is within the next month. The song was written by a fan named Courtney Dash and produced by her late boyfriend, David Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it had been recorded before. But Mindy had asked that Dano Hanks, that's his name, it's a weird name, to put together a video for her with the song and to include the suicide prevention hotline.
Okay.
Songwriter Courtney Dash said the song wasn't intended to be about death, but music has its own life. Dano said this song had helped Mindy through the death of David. So he believed her instructions for displaying the suicide hotline were to do with David, which I think anybody would guess that.
Yeah, I would assume that.
I mean, it was special. He had produced it for her.
Yeah.
However, 2 days later, Mindy would be found in the same spot that David was found, with a self-inflicted gunshot to the head. Mindy had also killed David's dog. Yeah.
That's crazy. Why would you kill the dog?
I think I put it in here. I remember reading. I don't know if it's in here, so I'll go and tell you. So she said it was what David would want her to do. So...
Okay.
I don't know.
When was this again? What year was this?
This was 2013.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Because I was thinking, if this was earlier, couldn't they just go through his phone and figure out if they were having an affair or not?
Right. Hmm.
But, well, what I'm saying is, if it was earlier, they couldn't do that because that wasn't really a thing.
Yeah.
Right. But since it's 2013...
And I don't think she would want to even prove that he was having an affair because that would give her, it would be motive on her.
Oh, true.
But
wouldn't investigators? Yeah.
Okay. So Dano says, in hindsight, it all adds up that she was getting everything in order. She had even requested to make sure all royalties from the song were given to Courtney, like ahead of her death. And on February 18th, this was the day after Mindy McCready's death, her final song, I'll See You Yesterday, was released. And the lyrics are, let's get lost in our memories. That's the safest place we can be. If this is the end of our story, I don't want to read it. I just want to keep it well. I was your sunshine, but now I'm just your shade. I was your blue sky, but now I'm just rain. I was your favorite song, but now I'm overplayed. And if tomorrow's going to be the same, I'll see you yesterday. I'll see you in my dreams. And in every single moment, you meant something to me. Just like the photographs, I'll keep the very best. Because, baby, that's the way I will remember it. Oh. So, I don't know.
Yeah, like one of two things. Either she did kill him and was scared she was going to get caught, so she killed herself. Or he... killed himself. And she was so sad about it that mm-hmm. she just, like, let it.
And, like, I tried my hardest to find, like, a resolution of what happened to the investigation. And I guess they just...
closed the case.
Closed it.
They're both out, so.
It makes me so sad because I grew up on her music.
Yeah.
And it's always hard when somebody that you grew up with, their life is so tragic. This Liam Payne stuff. I will never get over that.
Ever. And that's the thing. I was not a One Direction girl, right? Like, yeah. That was past my time. But when that happened, I did think of you. Mm. And it's so beyond tragic, especially in our world where everything is documented. And an hour prior to that, he looks fine. Mm-hmm. And an hour prior to that, you know, he's like,
He had mentioned... he had mentioned in many interviews before that his worst place to be was in a hotel room alone. And so then there's these videos of these girls that he brought back up there. I don't know if it was...
even though he had a girlfriend with him?
Well, his girlfriend left early.
I didn't know himself. That.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That poor girl.
They had come up there and people were like, did they drug him? I'm like, no, he was obviously on drugs himself.
Yeah.
Maybe they left and then he got in a bad spot. Then... he was down in the lobby and they were saying he was trying to get to the pool. And then people started saying, well, maybe he thought he was jumping into the pool from the balcony. I don't know. I think there's just a lot of... it is sad that his sister found out he was dead from a news alert on her phone.
That is sad. See, that's another problem with our world today is like these celebrities don't get the proper process to grieve, not only grieve, but find out news and things like that. What he was on was, I think they call it pink cocaine. Have you heard of that? Yeah. And it's a whole like mixture of stuff.
And it's just sad because if you're a One Direction fan, you saw them go from like these innocent 14-year-old whatever boys.
Yeah.
And they get all this. I hate fame. Like fame, what it does, it's evil.
Yeah.
Like, yes, I want a little bit of notability in my life, but I never want fame. Like, I just feel like it changes people. It makes people money hungry. And really, everybody, like, growing up, you would watch E! News or all these different things. And like, I want to be like Paris Hilton. And go do that. No, I do not.
Yeah. I don't want it either. I could never, like, I feel like I'm very self-confident. I don't really care what people think, right? Mm-hmm. But then I get like one mean comment. For example, when some major stuff around Hendersonville was going down, I made a very innocent comment thinking that I knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. The way that my neighborhood Facebook group ripped me apart without not, like, they didn't even know me. Mm-hmm. Okay. The way they ripped me apart and basically called me a horrible person for, you know, so a boy went missing and a friend of mine very innocently was like, oh, I think they may have found him in the creek, which is like right there. Okay. Yeah. And this boy is still missing. He went missing in March. Well, all I had posted in there was because somebody posted, why are there 9 cops at the creek?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, a friend of mine thinks they may have found.
Okay, that's not you saying definitely that is going on.
That is literally all I said. And the way these grown ass people were like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're a terrible person for even posting that. Take that down now. You're so rude. You're off. Like all this shit. My neighbors that don't know me was saying that. And it messed me up for a couple days. It really did. I don't know why it did. Like most people hopefully could just blow that off, but it really like did.
Because you know that you were not coming out of a place of malice or bad intent.
So think about these celebrities just trying to live their life, going to a restaurant and being torn apart for what they're wearing or blah, blah, blah. You know, I could not. I could not.
Hard for Liam too, because all of his bandmates, well, most of them, I don't think.
Went off to do good, like, big and things.
Apparently, he had got dropped from his record label, like, the day or the day of.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's so tragic.
Kills me.
I feel so bad for his girlfriend. I didn't know she left early. I wondered how that went. I thought she was, like, there.
They had been there for a while, because he was there to see Niall, his bandmate, show in Argentina. And she had said she had left early because she doesn't like to be in the same place for too long. If it's like, I guess not home.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
And so she had been there. They enjoyed the show, and then she had left. Mm-hmm. But
I don't fault her for leaving, you know. Mm-hmm. I just feel so bad. She's got to, like, the guilt she must feel for no reason, yeah. But the guilt she must feel is just
I was horrendous. Walking into Office Depot, and my heart sank to my butthole. Like, my sister called me, and she said, Liam Payne's is dead. And I was like, are you serious? It was the same as when I learned Matthew Perry died. And that's another person I feel like fame... They got fame way too fast. Like, yeah. Friends was a hit.
Yeah.
And it just changed.
Yeah. That one really hurt me, too. Matthew Perry really did hurt me. I cried. And I was like, I don't even know these people.
But I haven't read it yet, though.
Okay, well, when you're done with it, I need to read it. I'll keep it for about 2 years before that's I crack okay. that thing open. But I do read it.
We need to start a book club. We both won't read it, but we can have good intentions.
Okay.
We're both so busy. I like to read. Now, I used to not like to read, but...
I like to read. I just...
We can have an audiobook.
That's what I need. Okay. That is what I need. And we should start with Bethany Joy's book.
Okay.
Okay, because you just restarted One Tree Hill, and I just finished Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
And 'tis the season. I may start One Tree Hill. I usually do it during the fall and the spring.
Yeah. Fall is time for Folklore by Taylor Swift.
That's a nerve for me.
One Tree Hill, Gilmore Girls, and Friends. Like, those are top tier fall content.
See, Friends is always playing in my house. Okay. We just restarted Orange is the New Black.
I've never watched that.
It's so crazy.
It's really crazy. Raunchy?
Yeah. It's a women's prison.
Okay.
And so...
I've never watched Shameless either.
Oh, I do like Shameless a lot. Although, towards the end of it, Jeff and I had a hard time focusing and watching the last season. Yeah. We finally got through it. But the first couple seasons, like, wow. But then the main girl, Emmy.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is that her name?
That's her real name.
Is it?
I think. Emmy Russo or something.
Rosen. I don't know. Anyway, she left the show and... I know.
Have you ever watched That 70s Show?
Oh, yeah.
I love that show. And then Foreman left, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. I love that show.
Have you watched that 90s show? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's cute. Is it? Yeah, it really is cute.
I think it's getting canceled. They cancel everything.
Everything I like, dude.
But I'm not a prude, but just certain things, if it's too raunchy, I'm just like, I can't enjoy this. Like,
oh, that's how my mom is. She's like, it's not even necessary, which is true.
It's like, why do I need to see this? Just allude to the fact. Okay. And I have my own little imagination.
Yeah.
I don't need to see all that.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't like something that's too innocent, like Virgin River. Can't get into that.
Well, there's not like sex scenes or anything like every episode. Or whatever.
Of what?
In Orange is the New Black.
Oh, okay.
There's just like a couple things here and there. But overall, I like it a lot.
I'll have to watch it.
It's really more so the relationships of these women and not in an intimate way. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, Nat, this new girl, this pretty little white, blonde, preppy girl navigating her life through prison. And it's a true story.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sister Wives. Have you watched the new season yet?
No, I know. But I have followed them on social media, and it's wild. Listen, I didn't like Robin from the jump.
Sobbin' Robin.
Is that what they call her? Yeah. I love that.
Girl, I... Finish what you were going to say, and then I'll go on my...
No, I think that was it. I don't even remember what I was saying.
I started doing my eyebrows this year, my 30th year of living.
Oh, they do look good.
I don't know if they're cute. I really don't know. I do my best. I cannot, because I'm redhead, so my eyebrows are blonde.
Uh-huh.
I cannot watch a scene with Robin in it and not stare at her freaking eyebrows.
Are they too dark?
It's the shape.
Oh.
People say they look like sperm.
Oh, I gotta Google now. This is definitely going in our partner
Somebody
post.
Somebody needs to take away her Anastasia brow pencil. Take it away from that girl.
Oh my God, Anastasia. I have not heard of that brand since like college. Robin Sister Wives. I gotta look this up, and then I'll definitely put this in our partner post. Oh, they do look like they do. They have her. Hooks. They've got hooks.
That is not even the worst. They get it bigger.
They get bigger?
Yeah.
Yikes. She's very annoying. Sorry, Robin, if you're listening. She's like, I'm just kidding. She'll never listen to this.
Okay, so like all the women that have spent their whole life with this man, okay? Let me see. Yeah, girl. Sobbing Robin.
I love that it says Robin Brown eyebrows. It auto-filled for me.
So, yes, she is his husband. She's been in the family for a little bit. But these women started with him when they were young.
Yeah.
And, like, they were with him way longer than you are. And she's over there crying because her vision of her family is broken up.
Dude, I remember when she was seen as a prospect, when he started dating her on the show, that he had to divorce Mary to get married to Robin?
Officially, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was Mary's biggest mistake.
Yep. I mean, marrying him was her biggest mistake. Well,
yeah. And I don't know what's going on with his perm.
Oh, my God. He's always been such a loser. He is not attractive in the slightest.
He walks like...
Gag me, dude. He looks like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Like, okay, brother. Cool.
He yikes. Infuriates me.
Yeah, he's such a tool. He's a red flag.
Just wait till you watch this season and hear his take on things.
Oh, I can't wait.
I really want to start a podcast with you where we just watch shows and we just do live commentary on it.
Okay.
Say so less. Funny.
Maybe that, listen, if we can't, listen, I'm not going to lie to the listeners, I almost said viewers, the listeners, that sometimes coming up with subjects is hard. We're like, what can we talk about? What would make sense? You know, like, we try to stay within country music, but we're going to have to, like, kind of tiptoe out of that this season for sure. I know last season we did with, like, the monster outside or monster inside thing and a couple other things. But we're going to have to, like, I can see season 5, season 6 of this just being, like,
season 4, honestly. Let's get to it.
Press play. Here's the popcorn.
Here's part of it. It's country music is like they gatekeep a lot of like the secret stuff.
Yeah, because like it's a wholesome genre. Yeah. That's right?
What the vision is or the way it's supposed to look. And so it's hard to find really good tea.
Yeah. Sometimes. And things that like really people don't really know about, you know?
Or tea, there's a lot of tea, but is it an episode worth?
Right. Or is it like a blurb?
Right.
Or even not worth mentioning. You know?
Or it's like, okay, Tracy Lawrence. Did you know Tracy Lawrence got like kidnapped once, put in a hotel room and like beat up?
No.
Yeah, that was a thing. But can we make a whole episode about that?
Probably not.
He may have got shot too. I think so.
Well, now it's starting to sound like we could do a whole episode. Or at least have a one. Yeah. But, well, this one's been a good one. I'm worried for you.
Oh, why? That this, man?
Yeah, and the fact that he's out and about and still dating like it's nothing.
I know. There is a, are we dating the same guy? Have you ever heard of these?
Uh-uh.
So in cities now, Hendersonville probably has one. You can go on Facebook and it's, are we dating the same guy?
Shh.
Girls will post pictures of guys and be like, T or, what else do they say?
I think people do that in the Nashville girls group. Oh, are you part of that?
Yeah, they
do that all the
time. So these groups are just dedicated to that. So like, I really want to post them in there. But then I'm like, were his lies specific to me? And so if they were, will he know that it's me that posted about him?
See, and men are dumb as hell if they don't think that we do this. So,
yeah.
If you're listening, if you're a dude, either figure out new lies or
men all the time in Owensboro try to add that group. And if they try to add it, the like admin will screenshot it and post it in the group. This guy is trying to get in.
So clearly steer clear.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Dating is crazy, but
I really don't envy you.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes like we have a mom's, you know, Bible study group. We meet on Thursdays and sometimes we're like, yeah, we used to be so wild and now we're like singing Jesus Loves Me in the car and like things like that. It's like, ooh, am I? But and then, you know, a lot of times it's like, what would be going on if I was single? I don't want to be single. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, for many reasons. I love Jeff, don't get me wrong. But the dating that I hear, because I do have a lot of single friends too, and I'm just like, no. No.
I don't want somebody like who I met to like ruin my, I don't want it to like keep me from dating.
Yeah, taint your dating
experience. So like I waited a little bit and then I got back out there and like I'm kind of talking to somebody now. Don't know if it's going to work out. We just met.
Yeah.
But I do not want to go on another first date ever again. So I'm really hoping it works out.
Yeah. Can this one please be end game?
I am so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
Like Glenn Powell was on a podcast, okay? Mm-hmm. And he said, I think he said his sister's friend, all right? Or like a sister of a buddy or something. Anyway, it was not his sister. She went on a date and this guy was kind of giving her some, right? Some spidey sense radio signals, like maybe this isn't right, but he was nice enough and he said, do you want to come over? Like, I'll give you a massage. And she's like, this is kind of weird, but okay, sure. She goes to his house. He gives her a massage, like with this lotion, whatever. And something just told her, like, probably shouldn't sleep with him. Probably should go home. So she goes home and she's like really itching. And she wakes up.
She didn't sleep with him?
No, she did not. She went home. And she was like, you know, this is itching, but I'll wait until the morning and I'll call like my dermatologist if this is getting weird. It did. Mm-hmm. So she went to the dermatologist and he asked her all these questions. She told him everything, you know, this guy gave me lotion, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, okay, well, let me take a sample. Like, let me like scrape some of your skin, like see, you know, what if you're allergic to it, whatever, and what you're allergic to. He comes back into the room and he says, okay, I need to know where this guy lives. Like, I need you to give me the address you went to. And she's like, okay, but like, why? And he said, because this is a black market lotion to break down flesh for human consumption. What? Sure enough.
Oh.
I will link this to our Instagram, okay?
Okay.
Sure enough, the cops go to this house and he has women's body parts. Like in a freezer or fridge or something, like full-on Dahmer style.
Oh my gosh.
And it is 2024.
When did this happen? This year?
Either this year or last year or the year before. But within the 2020s.
Oh my gosh, that gives me chills.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a hard pass on the dating world, and I really hope this one's endgame and he's not freaking weird.
Literally, if this one's not, I will karate chop him. I don't care.
Every time someone says karate chop, do you remember Anastasia, the little white bat, and he goes, can you deal with that? Or whatever. Or,
oh my gosh.
And I kick her, sir. Anyway.
Yeah, it's not it.
Yeah.
And my heart is with anyone that's trying to date.
Yeah.
It's so cringe.
I'm sorry. Well, I hope next time we meet you have some better dating stories.
What's up? Better as in juicy or better as in positive?
No, this was juicy enough. We need to not go juicier than this, okay? I was on the edge of my
seat.
There's
so many more details, but I can't think of them all right now.
Yeah. They'll come to you in the middle of the night and you'll be like, dang, I should have said this. Yeah. Dang, I should have said that. But yeah, well, okay, this was a very good, juicy episode back. I know our first episode we're dropping is the Cornbread Festival, and I do want to apologize for sleeping on editing that podcast for way too long, but we're back, yeah. And next year I won't do that again.
Well.
So, I'm sorry.
We had recorded that after
the
season. I know, but gone either way.
Well, we were like, we're going to release this as a bonus episode in May. And then May came and went. And then June came and went. And then July came and went.
Okay.
And now it's October.
You're a mother. You've got a full-time job. You're working out. You're doing this and that. You're in the Bible study.
Yeah, we're both working out.
Yes, skinny queens.
And we're losing weight. And we're looking better. And
oh, I definitely, my inspiration to lose weight is our photo shoot.
Madame Zeroni.
Our photo shoot that I spent a lot of money on. I look awful.
I don't think you look awful.
I look like Madame Zeroni. You look gorgeous. And
no,
I said that.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
it's hot as hell, though. But anyway, we're never doing a photo shoot in...
That was September.
It was September. I was like, it felt like mid-July. And yeah, then they had horrendous. A reflective thing they were pointing at me. I was in tulle. I was in a full tulle dress.
We were both going blind. They were like, okay, look up. And I'm like, I don't even know how they got good shots because...
Okay, I had extensions on, a headband on, a girdle on, a full tulle dress with like 15 layers.
It was too much.
There was people walking by as I'm like posing.
I could not get out of that monkey suit fast enough. And then I'm like driving home to Huntsville and I'm like cracking my nails off with my teeth. I had fake nails on and I'm not a fake nail type of gal. And I was like, I can't do this. And I'm just like gnawing on my claws all the way down.
Would you say that we're both t-shirt and leggings kind of girls?
I mean, what are we in right now?
Yeah. Like, I like
comfort,
makeup and hair and that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to be wearing a t-shirt and leggings, like, or a t-shirt and a hoodie.
Yeah. See, I'm like never in makeup.
I'm trying to be better. I can't do it. Not, but you know, but I, the thought of dressing up is very nice. And then it happens. I'm like, God, why?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful. Anyway, this was a good episode. It was a little, Mindy's life was crazy.
Yes.
And it makes me sad, but who knows? I want to know this. It's one of those things I wish I was there and I knew the tea, like the real tea.
Well, next episode is going to be much lighter hearted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
H-O-T-T-O-G-O.
Billy knows how to spell hot to go. So that's what I've got going for me.
I want pizza now.
You want pizza now?
Hot to go. I don't know. That kind of. I don't think it's about that, but it.
Yay, losing weight. Yay, skinny queens.
Never mind.
All right. See you later.
Bye.
Thank y'all for listening to Spillin' the Tea.
Whitney Merritt and Liz Ent are co-host and co-producers.
The show is edited by Jeff Ent. Our theme song is sung by Whitney Merritt.
You can follow us on Instagram at @spillinthetea_podcast, Facebook at @spillinthetea, and TikTok at @spillinthetea_nash for all updates and additional podcast materials.
We want to hear from you, so be sure to send your comments, leave reviews, give us your ratings, and share us with a friend.
And most importantly, y'all come back now, you hear?